We are one day into the year 2023. And before it gets too deep in, we're gonna share with y'all our predictions for 2023 for comics. It's a broad, the instructions that we gave each other were come to the episode to record with three bold predictions. Maybe not bold. Some of these probably aren't bold. It might make a whole lot of sense, but predictions for the future of comics for 2023. This is our second special episode during our little winter break. I guess I'll go first.
You can receive, yes.
Audio listeners, if you go to the YouTube, I've got my hood up. I feel like I'm some sort, like I'm in Oracle mode, like I'm trying to see, much like the last issue of my favorite comic, Invincible. I'm taking a peek into the future.
I will tell you right now, my predictions, I'm going to be like Miss Cleo, because these things aren't going to hit whatsoever. You remember, well, Miss Cleo?
I do.
Out here lying to people, that's going to be me.
Well, I feel like mine are rooted in some sort of plausible future, but okay. This first one does bring me some pain. I think in 2023 we say goodbye to Valiant Comics for a second time.
Why do you think that, David?
Man, this one solicitation a month is not sustainable. That is a death rattle.
I knew this was coming. Now, listeners, if you go back to episode one, I don't have it written down. But
it's the episode titled "What Happened to Valiant Comics."
It is. I told Dave it was going to one book a month. He's like, "Oh no, there's three things listed." Oh man, death rattle.
I'm doing my part. I'm buying the one a month.
You're doing your part. You're doing the best you can. You're keeping the ship afloat.
Like that Rosie Riveter propaganda poster from World War II. I'm doing my part. We can do it.
We can do it.
We can do it.
We can do it together.
I just need everybody to go buy a lot of Valiant Comics.
Literally everyone I know needs to buy a Valiant comic. All right. My pick is similar to yours. I think the publishing wing of IDW will go out of business in 2023. The only thing that kept it afloat was this series right here, Last Ronin. This was one of the only things that made money. As you can see, my foolish behind bought like six issues of this $10 book and the hardcover. I did my part. Their stock is extremely low. I don't know what it started at, but it's under, well under $100 a share now. They are like a larger media company, but the publishing went well. The whole company, I don't see.
Even at $50 a share, that's better than a lot of companies.
Yeah, I should pull up the exact stock price.
I mean, one of the stocks I've made the most money on trades for like $20-some a share.
They are currently at, you should look it up. You know more about this.
What's their stock ticker?
IDW. NYSC America, IDW. I think it's at $1 a share.
IDW Media.
96 cents.
It's at 96 cents.
Cents a share. Okay.
So you said under $100, and you're right, but boy, it's so, yeah. So that's a bad sign.
I don't know my stocks, but that's not good, right?
Their 52 week high was $2.61.
So
in the last year, that was the high point. So yeah, this is bad. So when you go under a dollar on the New York Stock Exchange, you get a warning from the SEC that you're about to have your stock delisted. You cannot, they won't trade stocks on the New York Stock Exchange that trade for less than a dollar per share. That's the minimum you have to be worth. JCPenney, they got delisted a few years ago for the same reason. And that company is not doing well either.
Okay, well, maybe.
When's the last time you shopped at a JCPenney, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
When's the last time you bought an IDW comic book? These are similar stories.
3 months ago, but yeah. that's my, I guess, layup. I didn't know the stock price was that low. Jeez.
96 cents is extreme danger zone. In fact, when I just opened my app to check that, I also got a notification that another stock that I own dipped below a dollar today. They're at 97 cents. So looks like I might be losing all of that money. Literally all of it.
Hope you had a Merry Christmas.
I likely did not.
Nor did your stock.
Full disclosure, we are recording this episode before Christmas. But I already know I'm not going to have a merry one. Or a happy holiday. But I don't want to bring us all down. Matt, what's your second bold prediction? So far, neither of us have made bold predictions. We've made pragmatic predictions.
they're pretty pragmatic. My second prediction, because you stole that I can't say Marvel will go day and date. I do think...
What do you mean?
You said I couldn't use Marvel Unlimited would either jump to one month or go day and date.
But...
No, I'm not going to. I think we kind of think that's really going to happen.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that either Image or Boom will come up with a subscription service at some point. Mm-hmm. Or pair with Comixology on like a 1 month window thing. Like some Boom stuff is on there, but it takes like 6 months to a year. No, I'm talking about like Marvel Unlimited, 3 months or under for either Image or Boom. I think the landscape is just changing, man. I really do. There's been too many moves with the DC stuff, and I think Marvel's gonna do it. It's only if DC does it, there's only a matter of time until Marvel does it. To one up them and beat them. So I just feel like either Image or Boom are going to follow suit. I don't see them creating their own subscription service. Maybe they might. I can honestly probably see. I think Image has, well, we know Image has more cash. They're like the number three publisher, but I feel like the IPs that Boom have might work a little bit better. But I don't know if they would create their own app. They would probably pair with Comixology and put their stuff on there a little bit sooner. I think that makes more sense. But
I like that. That's a good bold prediction.
That's my prediction.
So my second bold prediction. I don't know how bold this is, honestly, but DC's Dawn of DC and Marvel's recommitment to the core and focusing on the characters, whatever that press release was that you mentioned in our last like full episode of the news section. I don't think either of those things are going to bring any meaningful or staying change. I think these are just what we expect them to be, which is a ruse to drive sales, but we're not going to see any meaningful change. In a year from now, we're going to be talking about how there's no continuity and DC still has 20 Batman books out of a 30 book line and Marvel's relaunching every 7 months. Nothing's going to change.
What would you call, like, for just DC, because like they're the one who's really put out like the whole Dawn of DC. What would you call meaningful change? Like 5 years? Would you say that would be, if they stuck with this for 5 years, would that be meaningful change?
No, because New 52 lasted that long and Rebirth lasted that long.
10. So they got to go 10 years or something.
They got to go. It has to just stay this way. Yeah. If you're going to change, you have to make the commitment, do the change, and then stick with it. They treat this stuff like New Year's resolution, not like an actual change to the way that they handle their business.
No way. Yeah. No way.
We all know how often and easy it is to break a resolution.
Well, I've been waiting even for the, I read issue number one of Predator by Marvel. And I just saw an article before I got on, like number one is on, I got number one when it came out, but number one is on Unlimited. Number two just dropped. It dropped a little bit ago. They're already rebooting that series. And it was like an ongoing thing with Alien. Yeah. And Alien went like 12 issues and I'm like, what? This is a mini series now, and they're launching another.
Oh, and with Alien,
I can't keep up, man. Like, it's just
Alien going 12 was pointless because the first six issues had nothing to do with the last.
With
six
the last, year. Yeah, they absolutely
totally different, totally
disconnected.
Different.
Yeah, they should have just been mini series.
So, yeah, expect more of that because none of this stuff's actually going to change. And my third bold prediction, third and final bold prediction, 2023 will be the year that we get another Invincible or Saga level comic, where it goes for over 100 issues. It is something that is paradigm shifting, life altering, whatever you want to call it, an important comic. And this doesn't necessarily have to apply to like the world at large. It can just apply to Matt and Dave.
But yeah.
We're going to get, that's my bold prediction. We're going to get something in 2023, a new series. We're going to get the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit's coming. We already got the other two.
So we're going to have, okay.
The Holy Trinity, we're getting the third one. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's coming.
All right. My prediction for 2023 is Dave got me this issue a long time ago, and I went into my long box and pulled it out.
What could this be?
I think this is the year Invincible comes back. In some form or fashion, I really think you're going to get your wish, and you're going to get an Invincible miniseries. I don't know about ongoing series, but I think you're going to get some kind of continuation of Invincible this year. My thought process behind this is, in January of this year, they're starting that Invincible Undeluxe edition, that black and white thing we both laughed at, where they're doing the Undeluxe in black and white. Like, who asked for this? They've also solicited, I think for the first time, I know they've had library editions, but hardcover Invincible omnibuses, t-shirts. The show, you sent me an article. The show is popping and coming back in 2023, probably later in the fall. There's going to be a lot of Invincible excitement.
They've been doing merch, like shirt drops and stuff, consistently for 3 years now.
I think it's time.
I mean, I hope you're right, but I wouldn't let the merch be an input to that prediction, because they've been doing the merch for a while, and it just goes under the radar.
Look at you. You got a bunch of merch. But
I've worn two this episode, and the last episode I wore bits of merch, and I got five more shirts downstairs.
I'm feeling something with the publishing. Like, they haven't really published that kind of stuff, and it's like a focus, and it's like the 20th year of Invincible, 10th year? I don't know when it came out. It's not 20. We're not that old, I don't think. 2000?
I think it might be 15.
Yeah, it's some kind of anniversary for Invincible this year.
So it's got to be 20.
It might be 20. Yeah.
Got to be 20.
Cuz 2022, 2002, that probably sounds like 2023.
No, that
sounds
that's right? Correct, I think.
Yeah. So it's the 20th year. I don't know. It just if Maybe not, it's not. I don't now, know. If not now, when, Dave? When?
Who knows with Kirkman, man? Who knows?
I know he's a busy man too, but Walking Dead just wrapped up. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Still a little bit of my thunder. I was going to make a joke. I was just like, I got one more bold prediction, and it's that Invincible Season 2 comes out this year.
No.
Then you said that it is, as we already knew. That's fine.
January 2003. So yeah, 20 years. It's time. Saddle up, Kirkman. Let's ride.
Invincible Country. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
You know, Russ still hasn't thrown more touchdowns than he has bathrooms in his mansion.
That's bad.
That's like there's an ongoing series on TikTok. This dude's been doing updates every single week to see what week Russ finally throws more touchdowns than he has bathrooms in his house. He's only like one touchdown behind the bathrooms. He has 12 bathrooms in his house, his mansion. He doesn't have 12 touchdowns yet this season.
Do you know who has less touchdowns than the Denver Broncos right now?
The New York Jets.
No.
Yes.
No. The New England Patriots. And with that, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
We already did Merry Christmas.
No, Happy New Year.
It is a Happy New Year. Anytime the Patriots are suffering, as a Jets fan, I'm very happy.
I know
you are too, as a Bills fan. One thing that every fan of teams
I'm pretty sure in the AFC East
that aren't the Patriots can agree on is that we all hate the Patriots. That is a Happy New Year message. And with that, another reminder, I said it the last episode, I'm going to say this one too. I screwed up in our year in review when I was talking about when the content is releasing during our little winter break. This is the last thing we're going to have released until January 16th. I said January 9th before. That's wrong. We're going to be back on January 16th. We're taking a little holiday refresher, Matt and I, where he is going to have a holly jolly time with his family. And I'm going to be sitting in my house by myself, miserable. We're going to have very opposite holidays. We actually already did by the time you're watching or listening to this episode. This is going to come out January 2nd, right after the new year starts. Our Twitter handles are in the description of this video and audio episode. Like, subscribe, share, tell a friend about us. Do your damn part. No one's going to hear about us if you don't tell them about us, because the algorithm is not going to help us. I'm not begging. I am ordering. Help us out. All right. I'm Dave.
I'm Matt.
Happy New Year, everybody.